Mr. Chair, you're saying, so your ruling says that the member who's the treasurer of KPFK cannot talk about one of the ways that the current budget proposes to save money.
I'm sorry.
No, he's really talked about it.
I have a question, please.
What's your question?
Okay.
Point of order, Chair. This is KPFK. Point of order. Point of order, not a question. A point of order.
What's your point of order, Ken?
The point of
order. What is your point of order?
Talking about KPFK, and I'm the treasurer for KPFK, and I want my business directed first, not other people's concerns. My business.
Okay. Yes, but there's
violating Robert's rules. That's fine. But other than that,
there's a point of information. You've made your point of order. I'm saying that you're the treasurer. You have ample opportunity to speak. There was a question, point of information. Let's hear what it is. What is your question, Doreen?
Okay, thanks. So my understanding is that if there's a point of order, the chair rules, and people either accept it or they challenge it, but not that they simply start talking, which is what I believe occurred a minute or two ago. So where are we exactly in this meeting? I mean, if you're going to challenge the ruling of the chair, there's a process.
My understanding was the secretary was trying to get a sense of what had just happened, because he's the secretary, he's trying to report minutes. I try to clarify what just happened, and the floor is going back to Ken.
And he argued with you, but okay, you can dress it up.
So Ken has the floor. Please proceed.
Okay, thank you. Getting back to the work at hand rather than internal things, there's the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, which requires proper notification of staff that they're going to be losing some medical benefits, and there's a time frame involved.
My question is
whether or not the GM in creating the budget is aware of that and considered it when making estimates for the budget. In other words, you won't be able to immediately turn it on. You have to notify, according to the strict regulations in that act, you have to notify the employees that they're going to be losing a benefit. So has that been considered when you made your estimates?
That's a question to you, Leslie.
That's a question for the GM.
I'm trying to answer.
Okay.
I said it was when I made my initial budget. I don't know if I remembered to revise that with the current budget.
Cool.
We will, of course, get legal advice before taking any steps on this.
I have a point of information. Ken, do you happen to know what the period of time for the notification is?
No, I'd have to go look that up.
Okay.
I just know.
All right, there are some you want me to ask with me. Thank you. Any further comments regarding the budget?
I have another different question. Okay.
Go ahead.
Could you explain the thing of putting the penalties and I'm not a really finance person, but looking at this, I see items on the budget for payback. What do you call it? When somebody leaves, penalties. Fines,
not a penalty, it's a buyout.
Paying people when they quit or they're resigned, but the settlement with the union was put into accounts payable rather than right there on the budget where we can all see it. I didn't understand the reason for packing it into the accounts payable. That indicates that it's a bill that we're going to be paying, and it's not showing up in the personnel costs.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't understand that.
May I respond?
Please do.
Thank you. On the advice of the auditors, that amount accrued with the settlement in August of 2016, which was in fiscal year 16. All the budget that you have in front of you that is labeled annual budget is expenses and income for fiscal year 17 only. So any expenses, including those and others, show up in the accounts payable tab and are carried into the cash flow forecast, I believe, on line 40. And you will see them all entered there. That that cash flow forecast is a much more accurate view of our finances across the year, because as you'll notice in the annual budget, we show up with a rather significant surplus, but once you add in those payables, we are at break even, essentially.
Wonderful
okay.
information, Mr. Jeff.
Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
Sir, we already 4 minutes ago, we finished the 10 minutes from the Q&A. Are we adding time, or is just one person that can ask questions? Or how this will work? Because or we have time, or we are already in the action time, in the discussion and action.
Well, I think we have to take additional questions. We started late, you'll recall, so I thought that was the, excuse me, let me finish. I thought that was the presentation time that we just did about 10 minutes of. So let's have the Q&A from other members of the committee.
Okay, I'm going to come off the
queue. I'm sorry, Ken, your time is exhausted. Other members of the committee. Are there questions from other members of the committee?
Nikki Kanamides, may I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Could you tell us what the approximate cost would be to maintain the current health care coverage, including dependent coverage?
That's a question of the general manager.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm looking that up right now. That cost would be roughly speaking, sorry. Well, you can see it in the October budget at $18,752. We have November and January, and you'll notice we're also losing people along the way, but that amount goes down to about $11,000 come April. So my rough estimate would be about $4,000 a month. I can go back and calculate that for you exactly if you need it.
Okay, but in the $4,000 to $5,000 range, we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions or comments before we have discussion? All right. So other questions from members of the committee before we go into discussion of the budget? Or Paul, go ahead.
Okay, looking at this,
I can't hear anything.
I'm looking for your bottom line.
You just said looking at this.
I'm looking for your bottom line and your cash flow here, and
line 42, column AG.
42. 42AG. Okay, so you're, and that's for your year? It says $787.
Yes.
And so you're projecting that as of the 30th of September of next year, KPFK will simply be 787 in the red.
No, I'm projecting that KPFK will be $787 less than it was on September 30th, 2016. If you look at the bank balance at the end of the month on September, it says we'll have $212,947 in the bank. But we started the year with $159,000.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. Hi, Leslie. Thank you for being here.
Sure.
I can see that you have a projected surplus of $280,000 for 2017, right?
In the budget, yes. But once we pay off the bills, that all goes away.
Well, Yeah, I know. I mean, we understand. I mean, one thing is the cash flow and the cash need, but I mean, you have a surplus in your 2017 budget of $280,000, right?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
That is correct.
Thank you. I want to know. Thank you very much.
Ahmad from Shack.
Yes, Ahmad, go ahead.
Hi, this is Ahmad. My question is, if there is a decision to eliminate the health care, how much do you anticipate saving?
I believe we've already discussed that. About $4,000 a month for about 6 months, assuming all goes as planned.
Okay. And then have you looked at different options, that is, if the dependent or the spouse, for this particular case, if the spouse is working or not working, would that be a consideration if they work and if their employer has coverage versus someone whose spouse does not?
I think we have to treat the situation equitably across all employees here. As much as I would very much like to do that, I cannot favor people, for instance, simply because their spouse is working or not working.
Well, I don't know if it's a favor, but as an HR professional, it is something that is part of the consideration, should be part of the consideration process. And there are various examples across the country that what you're proposing there or what's being considered is something that much larger organizations than ours do. In fact, there was probably a 35% increase of that change over the last 2 years. But it's something to consider. It's something to consider.
I will be happy to bring that in front of the union.
All right. This will,
of course, I mean, it's not a contractual issue with the union, and that's part of why I'm even proposing it, because the contract with the union specifically requires individual health coverage and says nothing about dependent health coverage at all. It specifies individual health coverage. So I think this is something that is could be open to discussion. Again, it's not my first choice.
Right, absolutely. And you are absolutely correct. The contract does speak to the individual, but just as a word of caution, as I'm sure you are aware, that those particular issues or those points that I brought forward will be coming to the table.
Absolutely.
In an effort to surround the wax, if you will.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, very good. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think we're into the discussion period. We have about 12 minutes by my clock remaining.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I move that we approve the KPFK budget with the provisos that we put for all the other budgets.
Could you send forward that in writing?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm doing it right. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
While she's doing that, may I make a recommendation to this illustrious body?
Please.
I would like to suggest that Pacifica move to 3 or even 5 year budgets that are amended annually. One of the big problems I had here is I have several plans for additional revenue streams, but I can't begin to predict what they're going to be over the remaining 8 months of this year, and they really, some of them won't come into their own for a year or more. So I can't put them in this budget, but if I had, for instance, a 3-year budget, I could implement some things even this late in the year and indicate that they would produce revenue somewhere in fiscal 18. And that would be very useful to me. Again, with the understanding that we could go back and realign things each year, but basically be able to project recovery over a 3 or even 5 year plan here. I mean, I'm looking at, honestly, what we owe the national office. I fully think that in 18 months, we can be out from under that, but I have no place in this budget to show that.
I think that's a great suggestion. I had a motion previously that would have put in place a kind of timeline for having the station's budget for restoring their reserves over, a 3 to 5 year period. So, I think that would be a very interesting form of strategic financial planning to generate. I think it might be something you want to talk about with your, the executive director and the management leadership team, and then maybe somebody could carry it here at the PNB as a proposal.
I could do that. Clearly Pacific is not going to recover by September 30th. But I think it would be good for everybody to be able to project that we could recover somewhere down the line.
Yeah, there is a motion pending from this committee to the PNB for a revenue enhancement team to come up with plans for, concretely increasing revenues at the stations, the archives, and the P&O, and, with a timetable of how that could be implemented over a period of time. It could easily be, more than a year in which they could snap that.
I have plans here for that, but they don't add significantly to the income between now and September 30th, maybe a couple $1,000s a month. But in the long term, there's real potential there that I can't show. So, yes, I will bring that up to the leadership meeting.
Adriana, have you sent the motion?
Yeah, I sent the motion already. Did anybody receive it?
I have it. Did you guys receive the BAI motion?
Yeah, let's finish this, and then if you can send the BAI one, that would be good.
I just wanted to see if it had been received.
Yes. Oh, I can't. I think my computer just died or turned off. Hang on a second. Here we go.
Yes. Sitting.
I have your motion, Adriana.
Mr. Chair, should this be read for the stream?
Yes. Can somebody read the KPFK motion to the stream?
Okay, the maker read it?
Yeah, go ahead. I can't see it.
Read my motion? Do you want me to read my motion?
Yes, please do. Go ahead, Adriana.
Move that the National Finance Committee recommends to the PNB the adoption of the FY 2017 budget for KPFK with the provisos that the central service payments to the Pacifica National Office be adjusted when the PNB revises its formula, and that its future fund drives do not meet expectation that further economies be sought in station expenditures.
Okay. Any objections to that motion?
R. Paul, I'd like to move to postpone this to the next meeting because this the budget spreadsheet and all of this, it's all complicated, and it only was sent out at 1 o'clock this morning, and I think we need to look at this some more because there are some things, I think, that need to be considered in it. So my motion is to postpone the motion to the next meeting.
Okay. In my recollection, is motion to postpone is not debatable?
Yes.
So can you call the roll on the motion to postpone?
It's a motion to postpone. You're saying that this is not debatable?
Am I not correct in that?
Let me reach back and find out. Hold on a second.
No, that's not correct. This is Tony. No, the motion to table is not debatable. The motion to postpone.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we have 6 minutes.
Postpone.
All right, there's a motion to postpone. We might want to debate it, but there's only 5 minutes remaining in the meeting, as we said, at 11 o'clock adjournment time, and we need to set another meeting. So,
I have a question, please, Michael.
Go ahead, Serene.
I'd like to make a motion to extend. Can I do that now?
Okay, I'll take that as, go ahead and ask for the floor in the discussion and make your motion.
Sorry, what did you say? Yeah, you faded out.
I'm saying if the motion is debatable, you're asking for the floor. I'm recognizing you, and you can make a motion.
Thanks. I move to extend to 11:15 p.m. Eastern.
Is there any objection to extending for 15 minutes to 11:15? It'll be 19 minutes from now. Hearing none. So debate on the motion to postpone.
Adriana?
Go ahead.
Yes, the motion to postpone is debatable.
Okay, go ahead. Yes,
can I be on the back of that?
Yes, yes, okay. I'm calling you to speak to it. It's my error.
Okay. My problem with this is we have a budget, we approve it. We approved last time the national the budget from KPFT arrived an hour and a half before our meeting, and we discuss it and approve it. We have the general manager here. We make all our questions. She answered all the questions. She has all the actuals that you have from the national office. I think that the only fair thing is approve a budget that we already discussed, and we don't even have more questions about it. I think that it's unfair that we don't approve this budget. We have all that we need. We make all the questions. I think that it's totally unfair not to approve this budget. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Other comments on the question of postponing?
This is Ken.
Go ahead, Ken.
I just respect the viewpoint of the member that he wants more time to review the complexity of the budget and check all the values. There's no need to rush on it. It's just a budget, and we're going to meet again January 10th. It can be approved then.
I'll call him myself. Efren is awaiting our approved documents to try to help us create a consolidated budget that we recommend to the PNB. I think we had talked previously about trying to get the PNB to meet, have a special budget meeting, maybe the second week in January. So I think it would behoove us to act on this one. We acted on BAI and PFW earlier this evening. This is the last remaining station budget that hasn't been approved. I see no reason to wait beyond the provisos that we've already incorporated. Other comments? All right, Arpo, you want to call the roll on your motion to postpone?
Okay. The motion is to postpone the motion regarding the KPFK budget to the next meeting. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ahmed Anderson.
Yes.
Nick Arena. Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Nick Economidis.
No.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Okay, 3-4, 5 against.
Okay, can we vote on the motion, Ben? Is there any objection to the motion?
Yeah, I think we need to vote on that.
Okay. Call the roll.
Okay, give me a second here. Okay, the motion is that the NFC recommends to the PNB the adoption of the FY 2017 budget for KPFK with the provisos that central services payments to the national office be adjusted when the PNB revises its formula, and that if future fund drives do not meet expectations, that further economies be sought in station expenditures. Ken Aaron.
Pass.
Ahmed Anderson.
Abstain.
Nick Arena. Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Nick Economidis.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Ken Aaron.
Abstain.
Okay, Nick Arena is left. 5-4, 1 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, I believe the next item was the question of our next meeting. I am proposing...
I just want to thank you. If I may, Mike, I just want to thank the committee very much.
Yes, and
thank you.
Thank you for being with us tonight and in the holiday week. Appreciate all your hard work on this.
Thank you.
Thank you for, taking time with it.
Yeah.
And good night.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, so... I'm proposing the second Tuesday in January for our next meeting.
I'm sorry, Michael?
Yes?
The motion for the WBAI.
Oh, yes, okay. We still have time. We extended the meeting to 8:15, and I said that if we had time remaining, we would come back to a motion on WBAI, which was sent to the committee. What's your point of order?
My point of order is the current agenda item is scheduling the next meeting, and you're making a motion. So that's what has to be on the floor here.
This is Serene.
Okay. Let's do it this way. We haven't adjourned yet. We're not going to until we hear the motion. Is there any objection to the next meeting on the second Tuesday in January? Okay, hearing none.
That's January 10th, 2017?
Yeah.
Right, and you've already put that up on kpftx.org, right?
I put it up, but there was a complaint that we're not posting the agenda on the KPFTX that I got by email, so I'll try to get the proposed agenda out sooner, but if you can post that, or I guess I'll have to if I post in the meeting, huh? All right, I'll post that the next one.
Yeah.
But
and also I'll point out that we have a previous meeting from October, I think it's October or November, where someone else put in the KPFTX notice, and they need to post the executive session report out because only they can do it. I sent an email to the group about this already, but
it might have been Brian. It was secret. I don't know.
No.
All right. Okay. So with that business out of the way, Serene, you had a motion regarding WBAI.
Sure. The NFC recommends to the PNB. Everyone should have it. It was sent at 7:49 Pacific time. The NFC recommends to the PNB the adoption of the FY 2017 budget for WBAI with the provisos that revenue from other sources be broken out of listener support, that all available actuals be included as soon as, that all actuals, strike that first available, that all actuals be included as soon as available, that central service payments to the PNO be adjusted when the PNB revises its formula, and we recommend that the budget be approved in spite of and especially because of because the 2016 LSB has been blocked from a meeting with quorum for its entire life and has not reviewed the budget, but believe it's important that the 2017 LSB have the benefit of a clear record of expectation.
I expect the chair to rule this out of order for obvious reasons.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, do you have something to say?
Yes. I heard a point of order from Adriana. What's your point of order?
Can you please ask the members that if they require the floor, they need to ask for the floor instead of getting the floor and saying
yes,
whatever they wish to say?
That is correct. Please ask for the floor first. Thank you, Adriana.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What is your point of order? What's your point of order, Arpal?
This motion is very clearly out of order because, one, it's bringing up issues that have nothing to do with the budget or with the NFC, and it's obviously just a little political hit or, you know, from the author of the point of snipe. And so, really, the chair should have ruled this out of order immediately upon hearing that. But since the chair hasn't, I'm bringing it up as a point of order for the chair to now do so.
Okay, I'm going to say that we should divide the motion at the comma after formula.
I'm sorry, may I speak to that?
Mr. Chair, is that your ruling?
Yes.
Is that this is in order, you just want to divide it?
Yes, that's my ruling.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay, so to explain the ruling of the chair, most of the budgets have been approved by LSBs, or at least considered by LSBs. This one hasn't, so I think that some comment on that might be in order. But I think it should be divided, and I would personally vote only for the first half.
May I speak now?
Yes, you may speak.
All right.
Okay, thanks. So I think it's important. The LSBs are, in fact, required to approve the budget. I don't think it's a secret that the 2016 WLSB never met, that there has been a quorum attack that lasted a year, and there have been no reports from the person using the title as treasurer, although, of course, that was not applicable in 2016 because they were elected to a one-year term in 2015, and certainly that 1 year still means 12 months, I think, even in Pacifica. But the LSB did not get a chance to review this budget at all. But the new LSB must have some sort of benchmark. A budget is not ironclad, but it is a plan of where we expect to go. And I think every board needs to have something that serves as a guide about what is expected. And that is what this budget, which, like all other budgets, is subject to review and correction. That's what this budget is. So I think it's important that it be passed. But I do think it's also important that we state that, hey, you know, we prefer to have budgets that go through.
Point of order, point of order, point of order, point of order.
I heard your point of order, Ken. Ken, you recognize your point of order.
Point of order.
You're recognized, Ken. Go ahead.
The member is not speaking to the issue, which is the ruling of the chair. That's what we're going to vote on.
Your point of order is upheld. So there was an appeal of the ruling of the chair. I'm sorry. We're not speaking to the content of your motion, Serene. Can you call the roll on your appeal?
No, because our poll wants to be on the stack.
I have a point of inquiry.
Okay, what is your question?
In your ruling, you not only indicated where you felt it should be separated, but you also indicated the portion that you felt you were going to vote for. So in appealing, in speaking to your ruling, I think it is completely appropriate for me to explain why I think both parts of the motion are important.
Okay, I apologize for my error earlier. We have 6 minutes remaining in the meeting. I'd like to be able to get to a vote on this. Arpal, do you want to explain why you appealed the ruling of the chair, and then we're going to vote on your appeal of the ruling?
Yes. Obviously, this is just a little political attack, and if somebody wants to talk about, there are attacks and all of this, then let's talk about the reality of why there was no quorum. It was because the so-called Justice and Unity campaign in New York cheated, along with various members of the PNB, in order to deny the rights of the WPAI staff to vote for their people. Now
I'm ruling the same thing that I ruled out
to
do.
You allowed this other person to go on with all of her stuff.
No, I did not.
I can't address this.
Point of order, Chair.
You're telling me I can't address what's been said?
I hear a point of order. What is your point of order, Ahmad?
Just want to remind the group we have 5 more minutes.
Yes. So I will explain.
5 more minutes, folks. 5 more minutes.
Yes, thank you, Ahmad. As I explained, Serene spoke part to uphold the ruling of the Chair. The ruling of the Chair was that the motion is in order because there was no consideration by the LSB. And when Serene started going to further things, the Chair ruled that that was out of order. So
no,
I'm ruling the
things
on you.
You let her go on,
okay.
And only when Ken started bringing something up, did you stop.
If Ken started shouting before I could make my ruling, I'm
very
sorry.
Unfair here. And I will point out that
Mr. Chair,
are you interrupting me again?
I hear a point of order from Adriana, and I'm asking what it is.
Mr. Chair, what is your
point of order, Adriana?
I will. Please, can you remind members that it's not enough to yell that they want to talk? They need to be recognized, and it's not back and forth.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't want to show you
that even-handedly. It would be nice. Mr. Chair, may I continue?
Yes, you can continue, but restrict your remarks to the question of the whether the motion is in order or not.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is obviously just a political attack. It is corrupt of the Chair to allow something like this and say, oh, it's just there. And the fact is that we should debate, we should be debating motions about the finances and not this political hit, because really, we have already, it puts in a motion things which are not actually factual and which is very biased, because as we all know, the PNB stole part of that election.
Point of order, my
chair, who is currently chairing, has turned out already, and the chair who is currently ruling has ruled that PNB.
I'm sorry, everybody, please stop shouting.
Anyway, my point is this: the end part of this motion here is obviously something that should be out of order.
No one is recognized at the moment.
Mr. Chair, are you going to keep interrupting me? Are you that ashamed of what you've done?
Yes, we have time for your comments. We have 2 minutes left to the meeting. We're going to vote on the appeal, and if the appeal is upheld, that will be the end of it. And if the Chair is sustained, we'll vote on the motion. Please call the roll on the appeal of the ruling of the Chair.
Okay, the motion is to appeal the ruling of the Chair. A yes vote upholds the ruling, and no vote is against the ruling. Ken Aaron.
No.
Ahmed Anderson.
No.
Nick Arena. Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Nick Economides.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
All right, 5-4-3 against.
Okay, so I'm dividing the question, and we're going to vote on the first half up to the word formula separately, and then we're going to vote in the second half separately. And can you call the roll?
Hold on a minute.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Is there going to be any discussion on this motion?
Only if you want to extend the meeting.
Just 1 minute. 1 minute.
Mr. Chair, the chair is unilaterally dividing this where?
I'm dividing it up the comma after the word formula. And unless we extend the meeting, we're going to an immediate vote.
Wait, hold on. Budget for...
Mr. Chair, may I make a motion that we extend the meeting for 5 minutes?
Okay. Nick has moved to extend the meeting for 5 minutes.
Okay,
is there any objection?
Then I have to go to that, and I can't keep looking for your thing. Hold on.
Is there any objection to a five-minute extension? Hearing none.
No. Ken, I'm sorry. I got knocked off the call. I object to extending the meeting.
Okay. So we have to vote immediately on whether or not to extend for 5 minutes. Can you call that roll, Art Paul?
Okay, hold on 1 second here. Motion is to extend for 5 minutes. Ken Aaron.
No.
Ahmed Anderson.
I think it's Asmod, isn't it?
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Nick Economidis.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Ahmed Anderson?
I believe his name is Ahmad, isn't it?
I don't hear a reply, so I think he's not here. 5-4, 2 against.
Okay, the meeting is extended. What's still up is the question.
I have a floor per second. This is Ken Aaron.
Yes, I was just explaining that what's up at the moment is a divided motion. Go ahead, Ken. What's your... point.
I move to adjourn.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
I believe that's the classic definition of dilatory. The body has just voted to extend.
Yeah, the body voted to extend the meeting. And so
thank you. A motion to adjourn is not debatable.
That's not a debate. Your motion is being ruled out of order and dilatory because we just voted to extend the meeting by 5 minutes. So
I
what's up on the agenda?
I challenge the ruling.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Adriana? I heard your challenge, Ken. We'll get to it in a second. What's your point of order?
Please, Mr. Chair, can we clarify that even if, according to our rules and the Robert Rule of Orders, even if we decide that is, we can, the motions that are on the floor need to be voted on, even when past the adjournment time.
Yes, but that's different from a motion to adjourn.
Exactly. Well,
that is correct. I'm ruling the motion to adjourn out of order as dilatory because we just voted to extend. And the business on the floor, however, at the moment is the appeal of the ruling. So can you just call the roll, R. Paul, on appealing the ruling? Yes, opposed the chair that we're still in the meeting and the immediate item of business as soon as we're done with this will be the motion itself divided.
Okay, the motion is to appeal the ruling of the chair, which is that the motion to adjourn is out of order. Ken Aaron.
No, in other words, I think it's in order.
Ahmad Anderson. Nick Arena. Adriana Kasanov.
I appall the chair.
Nick,
the chair. Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes. This is on continuing the meeting, correct? Supporting the chair on continuing the meeting.
It's an appeal of the ruling of the chair.
Yes,
thank
that's
you, Michael. My vote is yes.
Okay. 5-4, 2 against.
Okay, so we are going immediately to a vote on the divided motion because we only have a minute left to do it.
Mr. Chair, may I make a motion to table the motion? We've wasted another 5 minutes, and I really think this motion deserves some discussion, which we don't have time for.
Okay, motion at the table. I know it's not debatable, so please call
it. I'm sorry, I have a question.
Yes, what's your question?
Did that whole dilatory motion to adjourn eat up the 5 minutes? Is that where we are now? How much time is left?
Pretty much. There's about a minute left.
I see.
Okay, the motion is to table. Okay, Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ahmad Anderson. Nick Arena. Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Nick Economidis.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
2-4-5 against.
Okay, moving to immediate vote on the divided motion. First half of the motion through the words, PNB revises its formula.
Okay, hold on. With all of the points of order and all of this stuff, let's go back to that motion. I have to find exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll read it. The NFC recommends to the PNB the adoption of the fiscal year 2017 budget for WBAI with the proviso that revenue from other sources be broken out of listener support, that all available actuals be included as soon as available. As soon as available, that central service payments to P&O be adjusted when the PNB revises its formula.
So that's the first half. That's what we're voting on now.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Ken Aaron.
Pass.
Ahmad Anderson. Nick Arena. Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Nick Economidis.
No.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Going back, Ken Aaron?
No.
Ahmad Anderson? Nick Arena?
I'm sorry, I didn't have to call.
Yeah, well, we'll get to you in a second. R. Paul Martin? No. Michael Novick?
Is this still the vote in the first half?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I'm voting yes.
4-4-3 against.
Okay, so that carries. Can you call the roll in the second half?
Okay, hold on. I have to go up and grab the second half that people in the
point of information. Point of information. Could you read the motion, because bifurcating it like that, you destroyed the grammar.
Probably destroyed more than that. okay, so the second one reads, and we recommend the budget be approved in spite of, and especially because, the 2016 LSB has...
Okay, excuse me.
You want me to read it yourself then? You read it, Michael.
And we recommend that the budget be approved in spite of, and especially because, the 2016 LSB has been blocked from a meeting with quorum for its entire life and has not reviewed this budget, but believe it's important that the 2017 LSB have the benefit of a clear record of expectations. Can you call the roll on that?
All right. Ken Aaron.
No.
Ahmad Anderson, Nick Arena, Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Nick Economidis.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Novick?
No.
Serene Roberts?
Absolutely.
Ahmed Anderson? Nick Arena? All right, 2-4, 4 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, that part of the motion is defeated, and I believe we're adjourned. Thank you.